Hey guys, happy Friday. Well, I just wanted to get on here quickly and to let you know that tomorrow, being my birthday, yay, August 15th, actually I celebrate the whole month, call it Love Month. That's my thing I do every year, so, but anyway, tomorrow's my actual birthday, and I wanted to share something that I've been thinking about, and I hope that it inspires you all. So that's the point of my sharing. Not bragging about anything, but just to inspire, bring some food for thought. So for my birthday, what I want to do is be a blessing, to a Black woman-owned business that is in startup mode. Being a Black woman and being a business owner, can absolutely relate to what happens when you first step out in faith and you start your own business and you're cranking and you're moving and you are overwhelmed with the amount of things that you have to do and be, because you're everything. You're the president, the CEO, you are the CFO, you are the board of directors, you are the administrator, you are the clerk, you are the accountant, you're everything. There is nothing that you are not. You know, in cases like mine, you're the talent. So you're doing the talent, the creative, and you're also having to do business. And it's a lot. And sometimes the reciprocation doesn't happen right away. It doesn't happen immediately. And that's really with any business. You know, the first 2 years, 2 to 3 years, is a climb. You know, you're climbing, you're marathoning. And so what I want to encourage today is to be a blessing to a Black woman-owned business who is in the beginning stages. Go support them, whether it be financially or whether it be through acts of kindness. Find a way, contact someone, message someone, get in. This is the one time I will say get in somebody's DMs and find out what they need. And they may not even tell you out of, pride, but you know, if it's a new business, clearly capital is something they're probably gonna need. But outside of that, maybe they need some phone calls to be made. You know, maybe there's a list of organizations that they would like to reach out to sometime over the course of the next couple of months. Maybe you could take that on for them and next week agree to make some phone calls with their permission, on their behalf, and maybe even with a script, you know, take some good notes, and you be that front man or that hype man and go do a few things for them. You know, if you live in the same area, maybe it's running some errands, they need new printer cartridges, you know, go buy a printer cartridge, go buy some printer paper, go buy a printer. I'm just throwing some things out there, but again, I hope it inspires you to just kind of think about those really tangible things that you can do for someone else who may need it more than you think. I mean, this is what I wish someone had done for me. So while I had mentorship and I had people encouraging me, some, and I had people praying for me, some, I had a mentor, all of that is really wonderful. It's great. It's needed, especially the whole, you know, having someone lift you up in prayer. Those of you that know me know that that sits very high on my list. But at the end of the day, when we're praying for someone, aren't we praying for the manifestation of the thing that we're praying for? So go be that thing. Go be the manifestation. Go put your hands to something, you know, or let some money exchange hands, you know, ask them for their cash app or whatever. I mean, I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. So that's what I'm going to be thinking about and actually start for my birthday. I'm going to reach out to a Black woman-owned business and find out how I can help them. And I won't be able to do maybe a lot, and maybe I won't be able to do it very much, but I'm going to extend the offer and hope they take me up on the offer, and I hope to be able to do something really productive, maybe something they had on their list, and it's just been on their list, and it just stays on the list because they never get around to it. That's what I want to go be and do. And the other thing I want to do is to find a nonprofit and to do something for them, donate, or figure out if there's some things that need to be done by that organization that I can volunteer and do. So anyway, that's my happy birthday to me and a blessing to someone else. And I want to encourage you all to be a blessing to someone else. Go do it. You know, if COVID-19 taught us nothing else, it taught us that we need to value life and value people. And so every day is an opportunity to do that. Don't leave it for somebody else to do. That's real right there, what I just said. Don't leave it for someone else. You're the one. Go do it. So anyway, have a wonderfully blessed day, evening, night, weekend. I know I will. Happy birthday to me. Okay, guys, take care. Be blessed. Sending lots of love for you and your loved ones. Y'all stay safe out there. Wash your hands. 6 feet apart. Keep people up off of you. And wear your mask, okay? Love, love, love.